Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to the Zeit of the Bumblebee. I'm Jack. That's Miles over there doing the Flight of the Bumblebee.
Dude, very
acapella.
I think Herb Alpert played it on trumpet, and it's, I mean, if you're a trumpet player, you're like, holy shit.
I am.
So, yeah, you are.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
How's your
amateur
been?
Amazing.
Oh, okay,
just
good.
Full, my valve is full of spit. Is that?
Yep. There's a spit valve, but there's it wouldn't be valve. Necessarily and in it, the valves.
Okay.
Boy.
What a week it's been.
Yeah.
So what's the latest with the impeachment real quick?
It's a... Okay, so RIP GOP, impeachment trial sham, GOP cowards. These are like the top trending things right now because it seems like there will be no witnesses.
Right.
Based on Lamar Alexander being an absolute hero to have the courage to tell people, we don't need witnesses.
Right.
They thought maybe he would be a tie-breaking vote. He doesn't want any kind of anything.
Right.
And is retiring and couldn't even do like the coward's way, like half coward, half hero move where you do something good on your way out.
Right.
And
all impeachment trials have had witnesses. This
yes.
is unprecedented. They're saying this trial, more than any, is unprecedented in its lack of need for witnesses.
Right.
Even though information is dropping all over the place, they're just not interested.
Yeah, there's just oof.
So the latest revelation is that more than 2 months before he asked Ukraine's president
in
to
May.
Investigate his political
in
opponent,
May.
In May, President Trump directed John Bolton. Who was his national security advisor, the
mm-hmm.
national security advisor, to help with his pressure campaign to extract damaging information on Democrats from Ukrainian officials.
And not only that, Pat Cipollone, the president's lawyer who's representing him in the fucking Senate now as we're speaking, was in there. And he's been up here saying, for like weeks or this last week since he's been defending, like, there's no quid pro quo. Also, like, Bolton wouldn't add anything new. My man, he should be fucking disbarred.
He was in the room where it happened.
I mean, honestly.
To quote John Bolton and the play that he based that on.
All these fucking people have absolutely just completely fucked themselves over. Like, they don't even know what the fuck they're doing anymore.
Little bit curious what we're about to learn about Dersh, because he just bailed.
Yeah.
I think some people are speculating he left. Well, he is saying he left because he had a family commitment
mm-hmm.
and they begged him to stay. But people mm-hmm. are like, no, it seems like you probably would have still been there if they needed you there. But they told you to leave. possibly because he fucked up and admitted that they did the thing that everyone's saying they did.
Absolutely.
And was just like, but constitutionally, it's like, fine. They can totally, you can do that, because if in your opinion, you think it's in the interest of Americans, you can do anything.
You could round up people of color and prevent them from voting.
If you think it's in your interest.
Yeah. That's
done
the argument.
And
people
dusted.
Are like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And again, so, I mean, it can't be stressed enough, man. Like, Pat Sipp alone is, I guess, a party to this crime this offense now. And he's been in the Senate fucking lying. I mean, it's not outrageous, because that's been the whole plan now. But to even know now, this is why they've been fighting the release of this book, trying to do everything they can.
Right.
Because details like this are coming out.
Yeah. And a lot of this is not even trending, really, because people are, the mainstream media has done a good job of just being like, we don't really have much more to say about this, so we're just going to kind of.
I mean, this latest news headline definitely helped put some energy back in some pundits' sails, some wind there.
Yeah,
where they're like, "Oh my god, what else are we going to keep learning?" But again, until the media uniformly says, and it'll never happen, that there needs to be witnesses, there needs to be documents. That what the Republicans doing are, there's no denying, is a fucking cover up. There's no both sides in it. You know, There's not going to be enough public pressure to change anything. I mean, although again, we keep saying it's a death cult. They know at the end of the day, they have to do whatever they can to maintain this very slim minority slice of power they have until the end.
Right. Also, an entire school district was closed for 2 days after 600 students called in sick. So this is not necessarily linked to the coronavirus, which is, you know, constantly trending and percolating, but, More linked to the overall fact that just seems like everyone's sick. We've talked about this before, I think, on the Daily Zeitgeist, but the CDC tracks this, and everyone's sick this year, and that's in keeping, like, the CDC stats say it is an unprecedentedly bad, flu season, cold season, all that shit. There's just outbreaks happening everywhere, so wash your fucking hands.
I mean, is it though? Isn't it? Couldn't be like 600 dope students are like, dude, call in sick party.
Right.
Everyone calls in sick, because that's a thing.
That's also it's a new tool for elementary school students to add to their arsenal. Everyone calls in sick on the same day, they cancel class.
Boom. Go to a party.
Yeah.
Or there can't be a test. No one's there. I think because someone I know invented a thing called a dentist party, where there's like one set day and you tell all your friends to say you have a dentist appointment that day.
Oh,
and then
shit.
You just go to the homie's house and party. Or like, or you go in and out. Some people say like, oh, my dentist appointment's later in the day or earlier in the day. Just come through, hang out, have a little dentist party.
So the Senate will be rejecting witnesses. We do know that. What else? Big game is coming up this weekend, Miles.
Yeah.
The big game.
That's
as we all call it.
Niners versus the Chiefs.
Yeah. Big
game.
See,
knew that.
You going to watch it?
I don't know if I'm not doing anything.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I everyone's like, yo, you got to check out Mahomes.
Yeah.
Like, if anything,
it's worth watching.
Just check in for him. So,
I mean, he is playing against the best defense, so we'll see.
Oh, is that the deal?
Yeah. Fastest defense ever, the 49ers.
Really?
Yeah. So it could be not the best display of his skills. We'll see. He's also great.
I just do want to shout out just the scumbags of the San Fernando Valley really quick.
Okay.
In one of the areas I grew up in, Sherman Oaks, some dude, it's trending, apparently led fucking law enforcement on a chase and then basically shook them in a parking structure.
Wow.
And they seems to have successfully evaded the police.
I mean, that's...
that's like on some driver
obviously
shit.
Obviously, don't get into a police chase because it endangers the lives of people, pedestrians, and other drivers.
Absolutely.
But that is fucking dope as
but
shit.
But I'm also... look, I'm part scumbag, and when I hear the San Fernando Valley trending on Google, I'm like, what happened? Guy successfully evades law. Look, I don't know what he did. He could have done something fucking terrible, in which case, obviously, none of it matters. But if I want to distill this down and pretend it was just a scene from a film,
from
I'm cheering
Drive.
For him.
Drive is such a dope movie, and that dude has not made any good movies since. Like,
what was the last thing he made?
I don't know, but
what's his Nicholas Winder riffing? Winder's Ruffing.
I think we nailed the pronunciation there. But I feel like that's just how dope car chases are. Though, like, he made a movie like that. That opening scene, also Ryan
Gosling.
Gosling. I wanted to just say Lochte for some reason.
Right. And then he just sneaks out and like in a Clippers game, right? Yeah, letting
Clippers
out,
game
throws
and
the
then
hat
everybody
on,
throws the hat on the wiser. And bounce. Anyways. And then finally, yeah, so obviously people talk about the Super Bowl commercials not as much as they used to, but there's a Budweiser ad that is apparently using what's the controversy here?
I don't really know. I didn't read. I think we can end it, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's going to do it for this fine Friday. It's going to do it for the full week. What a week.
Yeah, what a week.
What a week.
Shout out
great
Portland.
Great show in Portland
shout
last
out Portland
night.
Zeitgang.
Yeah, shout out to Portland Zeitgang for everybody who came out. That was a really fun one.
So everyone who is somehow with bilingual Japanese speakers fucking
were there a lot
catching me off guard. I was faded and people started speaking Japanese and I was like...
After the show?
Yeah, I'm like, is this real?
Really?
Yeah. Very refined.
Nobody
lunch,
spoke Japanese
say.
To me.
Well, because your Japanese isn't that good. I told you, you got to keep working on it.
I know. All right, guys. Hope everybody has a fun, safe Super Bowl weekend. And we will be back on Monday with more podcasts. We'll talk to you then. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeitgang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4. Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.